This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And it didn't go exactly the way the Mavericks wanted it to on Saturday against Atlanta. And I think as Mike Bassett continues to point out, Mark Cuban wants the entire NBA to shut down for just a few minutes so that the Mavericks can go back and play 9 seconds after a tip-off.
Good.
In Atlanta.
Good.
Flight. I don't think it's going to be worth it, but I think
with our tallest guy being 6'7" at this point, because Maxi Kleba has fouled out. Porzingis was considered out for the game, and I don't think you can dress him out for the last however many seconds. I don't know. It's one of these things. I get it. You should protest because it was a horrible decision on instant replay. Yet it was also John Collins was going to put the ball back in very easily for a basket.
This is let's go start with 12 and then go through it here, Shippy. Mark Cuban, this is on what happened with the whistle.
One of the players, it was an inadvertent whistle that came after the putback, but everybody who said they were watching it said it came before the putback. That's neither here nor there, because if it's an inadvertent whistle, then and it's a goaltend and it's an inadvertent whistle, then you stop play. But if they then they went and reviewed it, and they reviewed it for a goaltend.
Right.
So either you can't review it because it's an inadvertent whistle, or you review it and it's a goaltend.
Right.
Right. And if it's a goaltend, the play stops right there.
Right.
Unless there's something I don't know. Right. And that's always possible. But I've never seen anything like that.
So first off, he's mad about that. Never seen anything like it.
Never. Always a good ender. I've never seen anything like that.
But there's more.
Oh, dear.
There is more, Mark Cuban.
Is this going to get him fined, whatever he's about to say? I feel like it's totally about to happen, but I feel like he's about to do something that's going to get him fined for sure?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great.
The officiating is ridiculous.
No, it was ridiculous. Yeah. And it's gotten worse. That's why I tweeted. I mean, I've gone a year and a half without commenting on the officials or more, and it's just gotten progressively worse. You know, and it goes back, you know, like I just tweeted. You've got Ronnie Nunn, who hired all the same people, who only hired people from the Ohio Valley Conference or whatever his buddies worked at, including a former Rucker Reed League ref who lasted a year. And so we're paying the price that his hiring and training was so bad that we don't have any new refs. And then we went to Don Baden, who was here 2 or 3 years. Then you went to Bob Delaney, who wanted you to go and take these vitamins and go to these brain doctors and kind of force the refs to try to do that shit and like to hire former refs. So we have lots of brothers, but not former refs, former cops, police officers. And so out of a million refs around the world, we have this incestuous group of refs that we've hired. Literally brothers, spouses. I don't know which came first, the hiring or the spousing. But, you know, same high school, you know, same cities. And then when it comes to training, we signed Joey and Bennett and Wunderlich, all these guys who are former refs who go around and, according to refs I talk to, spend minimal time doing video time with them, video training, and just, you know, pop in, pop out. But that's not even really the problem.
Oh, my God. He said so many things to get fined there.
Yeah, he started saying that they were incestual based on
that part was
people
weird.
Get hired.
I also want to know more about the brain water that you need
the
to
vitamins.
Drink. Yeah, is that a TB12 thing that he's selling?
I think it's smart water.
Yeah, that makes sense. Uh-huh. I want to know more about that.
But Kevin, And Mike, there is more.
Why? The what refs, else did he have to
well,
say?
Well, he kept going.
It was about their training, Kevin.
Oh, dear.
Because we've had such poor training, when some of the older refs retire, the ones that come and take their place are not ready. And why are they not ready? Because we had one guy running all the G League training, George Tolliver, and very little support. So by the time they get here, if they're not good enough already, you ain't all of a sudden going to make them better. And I've said that to the league a dozen times. They said they're going to work on it. We're improving it. Yet, instead of having people who know how to train and develop refs, you know, that are professional trainers, that learn from refs on mechanics and everything and what they want, we get Joey Crawford, who gets dressed up. We get Bennett Salvador, who likes to dress up. Let's see if they go to Maine Red Claws and spend all the time there where they should be. And that's what I've been saying. If these guys are such good training refs, send them down to the G League and let them spend time with the refs before they get here, not after they get here. Because the time they get here, we're paying the price because they're getting on-the-job training that wins and loses games. And I'm not saying it's all against the Mavs. It's just, in general, this is a training issue. This is a management issue. Is it as bad as back in Dairy Queen? It literally could be worse. You know, because at least they had Ronnie Garrison refs. The guys that Ronnie trained, when you look at their...
Daryl Garrison
is dead. When you look at their longevity and you look at the guys that made it to the finals, whatever Daryl Garrison was doing to training was the right way to do it. Since then, I mean, literally Ronnie Nunn would hire people who worked for his former coach. He hired a guy who used a fake name, right, without checking. Rashawn Michelle or whatever, who's gone to jail for fraud. You know, just the ridiculous stuff that we've done and just repeat over and over and over. The league doesn't care who wins or loses games, and that's the way it should be. But the definition of insanity, so you have Ronnie Nunn in the last 12 years. Ronnie Nunn, sorry I lost my voice, Don Vaden, Bob Delaney, and now Monty McCutcheon, all doing the exact same shit. Exactly.
There you go. That's
he swore to make up for the loss of his voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was very mad at that loss.
Also, what an amazing use of the maybe not a word longevity instead of longevity.
Uh-huh.
That was interesting, but my God. I thought he was already going to get fined, over under fine of $500,000.
I think that's dead on.
I think that's
on.
A good number.
That's exactly the number. And you know what? I think he's fine with it.
He did give us a lot of insight. I mean, that's a lot of insight on how the refs are trained and how that they've been poorly trained over the last years and why maybe we're seeing a lot of missed calls in the NBA. He did put this in for just a second. It's not just the Mavericks. Obviously, Damian Lillard had a major goaltending not called the other day against the Utah Jazz, which would have tied the game up with seconds to go. And the replay system is totally screwed up in the NBA. And I will say this, watching a lot of games in the NBA this year, I haven't gone, boy, the refs are just at an all-time low. There have been bad calls throughout the history of the NBA. That sometimes go your way, sometimes don't go your way. Obviously, it didn't go our way with 9 seconds to go on the block shot. It would have given the Mavs a chance to possibly tie the game if they reverse it. I don't know how we win the tip with no center on the team at that point.
Yeah.
But I would say this. I understand Mark's complaints. It was a horrible call and a horrible decision on the replay. But your team once again gave away a lead with under 5 minutes to go where they played their worst basketball. It stunk that you didn't have Willie Cauley-Stein. I know this goes into more of the game. The Mavericks already beat Atlanta and blew them out without Luka and without Porzingis at home. I had tickets to that game. It kind of stunk because they didn't play in the game. Willie Cauley-Stein had a pretty big impact in that game, being a bigger guy in that game, protecting the rim, getting a lot of alley-oops. And so they didn't have him, didn't have Porzingis. Struggled down the stretch. But, man, out of that, I understand what Mark Cuban's doing. But, once again, to me the loss was on your team not being able to do doodly squat, can't play defense at all late in the game, can't play offense late in the game. And I get Luka and Porzingis weren't out there. But, to me, the major issue is you stunk it up again late in the game, not the refs blew the game for you.
I do wonder, because Mark Cuban did this a lot early in Dirk's career.
Let me ask you real quick along those lines. Is it weird or comforting to hear him go off on the officials again? Because I'm with you, man. I remember when this was like an all the time thing. I remember him working at the Dairy Queen because of that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'll have to go back because he just kind of threw them under the bus again. He goes, they're even worse than Dairy Queen. So like,
he was saying it was worse than those times.
Oh, okay.
Kevin.
I thought he was saying it was even worse than Dairy Queen back in the day. Okay, I gotcha.
And I think, you know, from the 469, at least he got his money's worth, because that fine's gonna be big, and it was his money's worth because he went in on everybody there. But Kevin, you say, is it comforting? No, because at one point, remember, Dirk had to ask Mark Cuban to stop.
Right.
He had to say, hey, can you just take a step, just one step back?
Right.
Turn it down just a little bit, because I feel like because you guys keep calling out the referees, they're holding it against us. Because,
shout out Dirk.
Yeah, because you keep going in on them, they end up, the only way they can get their say is by calling fake fouls on us, not giving us calls we deserve. So I feel, I see what you're saying, Kevin, but no. I don't know. It doesn't scare them into doing better with the job. He even said the NBA is saying, hey, we're trying, but nothing's changing.
All right. Let's say he gets fined $500,000.
Chump change.
Exactly. But do you know how much chump change it is? Let's say the average human, and I know for some people they'll be like, what the hell are you talking about? Let's say the average human in America has a net worth of $50,000. Compared to Mark Cuban, that would be like you getting fined by your job $5.81.
Yeah.
If he gets fined $500,000.
He's like, hold on, $5 to bitch and moan about the referees? Done.
Yeah.
He can make that back. So what do you think it would be faster, Kevin? Him making that money back, or this building falling over here?
Him making that money back, for sure. And just to put it in even further perspective, going off of those same parameters, if he got fined $10 million, that'd be like you getting fined $116. Not that you wouldn't be like,
that's
oh,
tough.
That sucks.
That's tough.
But yeah, that's what it is. $10 million.
When you guys are watching the NBA this year, do you feel like officiating is at an all-time low?
Not necessarily. I feel like it's like par low for the course, I don't feel like it's gotten worse.
There are embarrassing things that happen, and they shouldn't, because you were able to review it. You can review things and still get it wrong. That's where the problem is for me, Mike. All right, so I also wanted to throw this, because we just heard Mark Cuban rant, right? Wisconsin Herd coach Chase Buford is R.C. Buford's son. You know who R.C. Buford is?
Yeah.
He coaches the Wisconsin Herd in the G League, and his team had a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Oh, dear.
And lost their game.
Oh, no.
Listen to Chase Buford after this game.
The officiating definitely went right for Grand Rapids. That was as unprofessional as an officiating performance. And I hope you tweet this out and tag the league, because that was embarrassing. Matt Rafferty is a... That being said, we have to be so much better at the end of games. We can't blow a 21-point lead with 12 minutes to go. However bad and biased and unfair and illegal and cheating the referees are, we have to be better closing games. And so that's the way I feel.
He went
oh,
in
my
him.
God.
He said, listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We have to be much better. We can't blow a 21-point lead.
I don't think,
however bad and biased and unfair and illegal and cheating the referees are.
I don't think you can say the words that he said and then go, but still, we have to get better. Like, you could choose. Either I think the officiating are these specific words, or I think the officiating was poor and we need to do better. I don't think you can go that next level and say, so you need to work on that.
Those people are a bunch of this, and then be like, but we have to be better at the stuff that we do also.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I might need to listen to the uncensored version of that, but that was kind of terrifying. And as
who got their fines worth there more, Cuban or him?
Well, Cuban has so much more money.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what the G League fine schedule is like. It feels like that was a $2,000 fine.
I
right
feel
there.
Like he's not coaching the next couple games.
Okay.
Or Cuban, I don't know.
Would they suspend Cuban? Because he burned that thing to the ground.
Well, I know this is tough because everything is videoed for the most part now. Is if I was a ref and Cuban just said that, and tonight I'm reffing the Mavs game, I'd make a bad call and say, hey, how bad was that one? You think I can do worse? Now, that's old school.
Wow.
That's old school officiating. That's old school umpiring.
I like it.
Like when somebody is calling out your teammates, your crew. And you're like, okay, that's fine. You know, you hear it all the time. Oh. In fact, you'd hear it from umpires that are like, yeah, I don't like that person. So, yeah, if it's 3 inches off the plate, it's a strike. I don't like him. And if he complains, I'm going to make it even worse.
Wow.
But I don't think you can do that anymore because you'd be caught on video and stuff like that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.